Winterfest has been an evolving tradition in Haines over the last 25 years. On Saturday, over 100 people and dozens of dogs gathered at the fairgrounds. Many visitors who had come for the basketball tournament joined the lively crowd. The schedule is packed. There is a mini biathlon, some snowshoe races, a 2x4 race, where lumber is used as ski, with four people to a pair of ski. There is a dog race and a disc golf tournament in the dark. Amanda Randalls helps organize the event. She points to its highlights.
The 2x4 races this year, when we had a lot of adults sort of having to help hold children up who were having trouble staying upright. But it was working. The biathlon, we had Liam Cassidy sort of brought it to a new level, and it was so much closer to being like a real ski race rather than the slightly goofy stuff we normally do. And lots of kids on skis going around the fairgrounds is a really fun thing to see. I really enjoy that.
There is chicken curling. It's curling with a frozen chicken. Lizzie Wyrack is on the ice, helping to direct the youthful energy of the participants. She points out the rules of the sport are an evolving tradition.
As you give it a nice good push, you know, the chicken, and wow, that was right into the target. And then you use these really awesome Swiffers to heat up the ice, and then you make a nice path trying to get it into the target. We've kind of gone to the point where maybe the Swiffer helps actually push the chicken in, and that seems to be working pretty well. So that's about how it's working.
Across the parking lot, Tom Morfitt uses a bullhorn to announce the winners of the chili cooking contest.
Okay, the winner of the competition for the chili is Patrick Taylor, number one, and Deborah Schnabel was second in the chili making competition. Deborah, you can come up and get your medal.
The medals are cookies wrapped in tinfoil, with a string so the winners can wear them proudly. Given the number of medals in the bowl, it seems everyone is a winner here. We move on to the tea-making contest. Participants are given kindling and firewood and try to be the first to boil a can of water for tea. KHNS interviewed Oliver, a member of the winning team, the Wild Wolverines.
Yeah, we were the Wild Wolverines.
And what's your name?
Oliver.
What did it take to win this competition?
It took a lot of burning. Yeah.
We used some cardboard and it was pretty good.
Festivities continued on Sunday. A great ski race was organized at the 25-mile flats. Sources told KHNS most racers were playing on a big snowy gravel pile and did not find much time for racing. For KHNS, I'm Alan DeProno.